From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Global bankers and finance ministers from the group of 20 wealthy and developing nations are cautioning that an apparent recovery of the world economy is still fragile. At their meeting in London, they pledged to maintain stimulus measures such as extra government spending and keeping interest rates low. Larry Miller has more from London.
Despite the improvement in the global economy, the G20 finance ministers agreed it's too early to discuss an exit strategy from the stimulus measures taken at the height of the economic crisis. They pointed to signs in the markets and elsewhere the recovery is underway, but said there can be no complacency. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner.
You would not have had this much improvement in confidence and these initial signs of recovering growth without those actions to protect the financial system.
The finance ministers promised global financial institutions would be more highly regulated and banks would need to put aside more reserves to balance the risks they take. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Officials in California say they're making progress against that huge wildfire north of Los Angeles that killed two firefighters. They say it's nearly halfway contained. And Kurt Schaefer of the Los Angeles County Fire Department says at the moment, the weather appears to be helping.
We have cooler temperatures, higher humidities, which slows down some of the fire behavior.
Still, Schaefer says firefighters are dealing with a couple of flare-ups. Meanwhile, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the person who started the fire. The fire was ruled an arson earlier last week. AAA says the number of people in the skies and on the roads this Labor Day weekend is down from last year. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
From Dulles near Washington, D.C. to LAX to New York's JFK Airport, flights are running mostly on schedule on a Labor Day weekend where AAA is projecting a 20% drop in air travel, despite airfares down nearly that much from last year. AAA says more than 80% of the 39 million people on the move this weekend are putting their pedals to the metal on the nation's roads. The economy caused some adjustments in the travel plans of some, like Long Island resident John Watson.
Well, we're going around on a sightseeing tour, which we've lived in New York all these years. We've never done it, so that's a way to save some money and do something.
AAA says the timing of Labor Day also put a damper on others' travel plans. With the holiday falling on September 7th, classes have already started in many of the nation's schools. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
An advisor to President Obama has resigned. Van Jones is an administration official specializing in environmentally friendly green jobs. Jones apologized Thursday after being linked to efforts suggesting a governmental role in the 9/11 attacks and to derogatory comments about the GOP. From Washington, this is NPR News. More than 800 people have been rescued from a ferry sinking in the waters off the southern Philippines. The Coast Guard says three people have been killed and that a search is underway for more than 80 others who remain missing. A Coast Guard official says they may be aboard fishing vessels and small boats that aided in the search. The ferry began listing early this morning. The FAA is investigating 18 aging MD-80 aircraft belonging to American Airlines over problems with structural repairs. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The investigation concerns repairs to the airplane's pressure bulkheads, a stout wall at the rear of the plane, which seals the aircraft, keeping it pressurized. Improper repairs to the bulkhead of a 747 were responsible for a 1985 crash of a Japan Airlines plane, which killed 520 people. The problem with American's jets concerned improper fasteners and badly done repairs of structural cracks. American says it discovered the problem and self-reported to the FAA. While the investigation continues, both the FAA and American say the 16 aircraft in question have either been fixed or mothballed. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
A pair of astronauts from Space Shuttle Discovery has wrapped up the latest spacewalk at the International Space Station. The two laid power cables for the final crew compartment due at the orbiting outpost next year. They also installed an external cargo platform and repaired a gyroscope used to steer the station. The walk was the third and final one for this mission. Discovery's 13-day flight is scheduled to end with a landing back in Florida on Thursday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.